We had 150 acres with 46 breeding cattle that were due to calve, one bull, six horses, two dogs and a cat. We lost all the cattle except one. My wife lost three horses. We lost our house. We lost everything. There was nothing left. There was no fences. We got the two dogs and the cat out and what we drove out in.
Would you like to return them?
Yes, that's our main aim, is to go back there. We've always planned on going back to Coligny, but my wife's been very sick for quite a few years, and when we did finally make the move to go back to Coligny 15 months ago, we were told we couldn't get a planning permit on the block we want to build on.
Murray Sanders owns two pieces of land next to each other in Coligny. One block is 126 acres, and the other smaller one is 19 acres. When he came back to inquire to La Trobe City Council about building on them, he found that the land was rezoned farm, which means that the blocks can't be built on if they're less than 40 hectares or 100 acres. Murray and his wife have decided to retire from farming and say they can't afford to keep both properties. Now, he says, they may not be able to return to Coligny at all.
Oh, it's devastated. Like, I mean, when you've got nothing and then you find out you've got less than nothing, that's pretty horrible.
Can you explain why you couldn't build, say, on your other property that was larger, or what avenues you were given, what advice you were given on how you could rebuild?
I can build on the other property, but I've got no money to build to do that. I can't sell the 19 acres because nobody wants it, it's worthless. If you can't build on land, it's worthless. So I was going to sell the big property so that we could build on the smaller property. Now, the council have said to us, you can build on the big property in a different spot to where the house was in the first place, and then I'd have to get it resurveyed to do that. In the letter that I've got, they say they would consider this, but if I had to take a loan out to build a new house and they wouldn't consider it, I'd be left with nothing. I'd have to sell everything.
Are there any other people in Coligny that are in the same situation that can't return to their properties or build on their properties once more because it has been rezoned or because it's not worth for them to apply for a permit?
Yeah, there is a lot of people. We're actually having a meeting tonight with quite a few people that are in the same boat in Coligny. But there is also a lot of people in the state of Victoria that are in the same boat because of these zoning laws.
What situation has this left some people in from the area?
Well, they've put all of their life savings into these properties and now they're worth nothing. Well, I hope Matthew Guy and the other politicians will see some common sense. Apparently the Nationals were going to look at this before the last election, and they've still got it up on their website that they're going to do something about it, but nothing's been done.
What would you like to see particularly changed about the laws?
Well, I think, you know, if you've got land, if you own land, you should be able to build on it, no matter how big it is. All we're asking for is a quarter of an acre to build on. That's not much.
How does it make you feel in particular because you've lost everything because of the bushfires? Does that change the way that you've seen this whole situation unfold?
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel good about things. I spent 8 months on the fencing team for 4 or 5 days a week fencing out there, and then you know, you think you're doing right by the community and then you can't build.
So you've already informed someone from the state government about your particular issues with this zoning and nothing's been done about it?
I've been talking to Peter Ryan's department for about two or three months now, and they've just lost interest.
Can you see any benefits in the zoning of this land for farming? I guess when it was first amended in 2004, some of the reasons given were that it was to preserve farming land and to promote agriculture and provide jobs. Can you see some of the benefit there? What would you have to say to that?
There's no benefit whatsoever. When they're cutting up the best farmland around Warrigal and Pakenham and Druin and Bunyip and Poowong for housing development, that's the best farmland. We're talking about bush blocks. It's not farmland.